Good morning, one and all, and welcome to EZTEC's results presentation for the third quarter of 2020. I do apologize for the minor delay. We've had some technical difficulties, but please let us know if you can listen to us well. Please note that this call is being recorded and that all participants are in listening-only mode. By the end of the presentation, we will begin a Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case any of you may need any assistance over the call, please let us know through the chat box. In case you have any connectivity issues, you may reuse the same web link or ID to return to the presentation. You may find that ID, as well as the slides for this presentation, at our website at the address ir.eztec.com.br. Before we start, we'd like to mention that any statements during this call pertaining to EZTEC's business projections, operational and financial targets are based on management's beliefs and premises, as well as on currently available information. Future considerations do not constitute an assurance of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and premises. Investors may take into account the general economic conditions, industry, or operational circumstances may ultimately affect EZTEC's future performance. They may cause the company's results to differ materially from those expressed in those forward statements. I, Hugo, will keep on with the words along with Emilio Fugazza, our Chief Financial Officer, to introduce the results for the third quarter. If you could just quickly move to slide number three, where we address the overall landscape for operational and financial performance for the third quarter. As far as the operations, what we see on the aggregate figures of the 9 months of 2020 is net sales of 916 million reais, as well as launches of 770 million reais. Naturally, you know that there was a gap on the operational performance associated with especially the initial stages of the pandemic, where uncertainties were at its peak. Now, as we speak on the third quarter, we are currently at the late stage of pandemic, where, quite frankly, we've witnessed a V-shaped return in our operation, marked by net sales in the third quarter specifically of 335 million reais, even in a context where we only launched 206 million reais. As far as the sales, we are, like we'll mention further, we're back on track. As far as our land bank, we have 9.4 billion by the end of the third quarter, but with a caveat that on the fourth quarter, we've made additional acquisitions, as long as a few option acquisitions, leaving us at 12.8 billion reais in overall land bank by the time in which we speak. As far as the financial performance, looking at the third quarter, we've had a gross profit of 119 million reais with a gross margin of 44%. As far as the net income, we've reached 120 million reais, which is, in effect, the ever since  2015, a very clear mark of the V-shaped return I mentioned. Naturally, here I'm making the exception for the quarter in which we sold the Tower B from the Aster Towers. Also, with that, a net margin of 44%. As far as our net cash, we have 1.291 billion by the end of the quarter, on top of 583 million in performed receivables with very strong liquidity. Direct receivables portfolio of 489 million reais already have a registered statutory line agreement and yield an IGPDI plus 10% to 12% annually. On average, that lands at about 10.4% plus inflation. Now, I'll take the opportunity to mention the subsequent events that we get to talk about now after the third quarter, which is, to begin, the fact that we emitted an official guidance, a projection for launches for the two-year term of 2020 and 2021, where we announced our expectation of launching exclusively for residential projects, $4 billion to $4.5 billion for these 2 years. We also get to announce the dividends that we have already paid by the 2nd of October of R$66.7 million. That still refers back to the fiscal year of 2019. Also, as a subsequent event, we get to mention the fact that Easy Inc., which had an ongoing offer over the course of the past months, has recently announced a suspension of the offer, as well as a suspension of the listing of Easy Inc. onto the Novo Mercado, onto B3's Novo Mercado, while on the same time keeping on continuing with the registration of the company as a public company by CVM. Now, if we get to dive deeper into the land bank landscape on the fourth slide, I think that the punchline we get to see from all this information that we're handing out is that acquisitions have been key in the past quarters. Even prior to the second quarter, we've been making about $1.5 billion in PSV added to our land bank. But looking at the specifically on the past on the second quarter to sorry, on the third quarter to fourth quarter, we've had $630 million of acquisitions that were carried out and already booked on the third quarter. But it is worth highlighting that we also have $1.5 billion of PSV already acquired, that it's not booked in the third quarter because that the definitive acquisition happened by October as a subsequent event, but it is in effect already a reality. And on top of that, we have an additional $1.8 billion of acquisitions that are already lined up, very much matured, but still being held as options, which would bring the overall land bank all the way up to that $12.8 billion in PSV available for the company. Looking on the chart on the bottom left, it becomes very noticeable, very clear that that land bank is very roundly distributed in all different segments of operations. So you get a substantial chunk on the commercial portion, which is basically which is literally the Easy Inc. divide. And other than that, you have more or less an even distribution between high, middle, and low income segments, that which leaves us very much room and flexibility to act and to operate in all different strategies at a time in which all segments have been very much inviting for new launches. Now, as far as the cash outflows relating to those acquisitions I just mentioned, you can see that on the graph on the bottom right. And if you look at the aggregate figures, what you see is that by now we have already basically fulfilled the promises that we had made by the time of our follow-on offer in September of 2019, where we raised about R$950 million in cash with the mandate of making acquisitions. And that is what we just did. So if you look at the overall money committed to acquisitions in between after the follow-on and counting the money that we still have to pay, but that's already committed, contractually committed to these acquisitions, that tops $1.1 billion in committed outflows. In the third quarter, we had about $75 million in cash dedicated to those acquisitions. But there's a heads up for the next few quarters, especially the fourth quarter, where we should, for the fourth quarter of 2020 and first quarter of 2021, we should basically have to commit to spend some 3 to 4 times that $75 million mark. Now, if you could move to the operational performance, where we get to discuss our launches and sales. Now, first of all, when you look at the evolution of launches coming ever since 2016, you notice that naturally 2020 fell short, as of now to what we originally intended, but the guidance we emitted reinstates the expectation, reinstates the conviction in delivering launches for 2020 and 2021 in par or actually greater than that than what we were doing in 2019. So basically, implicitly in that projection, that guidance, if you read implicitly, you notice that we're basically saying that for the next 5 quarters, so from the fourth quarter of 2020 through 2021, we expect to launch 3.3 billion reais to 3.7 billion reais on the top border of the guidance. That effectively means that over the next 5 quarters, we will launch between 21% to 40% more than we had launched in EZTEC's all-time record high quarters. So that's as far as the volume. Now, the underlying beneath the volume of launches, there is a volume of sales that justifies the bags for those launches. When you look at the third quarter, gross sales hitting up to 377 million, that's basically an average weekly figure of 25.6 million reais of inventory sold. That's already 15% above what we had been delivering in the first quarter of 2020 prior to the pandemic. So that signals that V-shaped return. Might want to emphasize the performance for ready sales, ready inventory units, most of those mid-income projects that really took a turn there thanks to the increases in affordability that really make it easy for the mid-income segment to buy into ready units. So on that note, we have Itaú and Bradesco delivering mortgage rates of 6.9 plus TR from Itaú and 6.7 plus TR by Bradesco, and also innovating with a new modality, a new form of mortgage concessions, a new mortgage line pegged to savings remuneration. So that's basically 3.99 plus savings remuneration for both Itaú and Bradesco. That hasn't really reflected onto three quarter figures and should be a good sign looking ahead as prospects for the fourth quarter and on. In October, as we speak, we already had 25% of financing concessions made by Itaú being made under that new savings plus remuneration line. As far as cancellations, very quickly, you noticed that the third quarter had slightly more cancellations than what we had averaged consistently ever since the cancellations law was enacted. Those cancellations were concentrated specifically on July and have already normalized on the subsequent months. And it might also mention that half of those cancellations are not technically are actually cancellations compounded with new sales. So they're basically downgrades, unit transfers, or upgrades. With that, we reach a net sale figure of 337 million for the third quarter of 2020. You can move, please, to slide number 6, where we talk about our inventory. So first of all, when we look at that 1.7 billion in inventory available, it is fundamentally a very much contained inventory for how much we have been launching over the past years. And it gives us very much confidence. It safeguards the fact that we can push on with new launches with the capacity to digest it as we go. When you take a deeper look into the inventory, you notice that it is very fresh inventory. You have a very substantial portion of it on the lower graph. You notice the very substantial portion of the land bank relates to the works in construction or that have recently been launched, which basically means that's inventory that's already fresh for consumption, that there's still very much liquidity in them. And as far as the ready inventory, which is slightly older inventory, that is still responding very strongly to the fact that affordability has recovered so substantially with these new mortgage lines. So when you look at the ready inventory in Guarulhos, that's still our highest concentration, that's basically the project Cidade Maya. It has sold in the third quarter 32 million reais, which signals to how strong performance is. But it's also, it's worth highlighting the fact, it's also delivering a gross margin of 52% on the third quarter in Cidade Maia. So that's not at all a problem for EZTEC, and it's something that will help us generate cash over the next quarters. Now, changing gears to future launches, if you could please go to slide number 7. What you see is projects that ideally we would have wanted to have launched already ever since the past months. I think ever since June, it has been very clear to us that it is a prime time for new launches. We did have a bottleneck as far as our ability to emit new licenses for those projects to be launched with the city hall, with the municipality. But as we stand right now, we have these three projects mentioned on the slide already with their sales stands open, fully constructed and open to visit. So basically you have Signature by Ott, a project with 113 million reais in the neighborhood of Aclimação. You have Fitch Casa Estação José Bonifácio and Meu Mundo Estação Moca. These two are both low-end projects that go along the Minha Casa Minha Vida program, signaling to a cycle where Minha Casa Minha Vida should have quite an expression. You can imagine something like one-third of the residential operation pertaining to the Minha Casa Minha Vida program. So you have, if you take all of these three projects combined, and when you look at the temperature in the sales stand, it's something that really motivates to push forward those launches as soon as we get the licenses to move ahead. Those three projects all combined generate 319 million in PSV that we hope to launch in the next months. Now, moving to slide number 8, there are these additional two projects, Erichtá Parque da Moca and Alta Vista Residence Resort. They combined contribute with an additional 224 million reais. These two are projects that also have their sales stands ongoing. They're currently at the late stage of construction. It's something that we should have ready to go still within the fourth quarter. And here we also depend on the municipality to effectuate those launches, but those are launches that we want to make as soon as possible. With all of that said, I'd like to move ahead to the financial performance, where Emilio will take over. Emilio, our Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relations Officer. Please, Emilio.
Hugo, many thanks. Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. Let's talk about financial performance on slide number 9. Let's start with net revenue. Third Q was net revenue of 272 million reais. Almost two times we accomplished in second Q 2020, mainly because of the volume of performance units sold in third Q, as mentioned before, and also because of the volume of construction ongoing in all sites, something around 20 sites under construction right now from projects launched in 2019 and beginning of 2020. As we have recognized more net revenues, obviously we can accomplish more gross profits, 119 million reais for 44% of gross margin. It's important to say that the gross margin remaining stand since 2019-2018 above 40%. That's very important to say. And when we talk about performing units like those units, 300 million reais of performing inventory we have, we got in the city of Guarulhos, we can accomplish something around, we can get from those units something around 52-53% of gross margin. Even when we talk about some projects under construction right now, it's a moment that we can get more units sold from from a unit a little more expensive than the units we started selling at the beginning of the launch, specifically because nowadays the majority of the buyers are the final users instead of the investors, buying more units on top of the building instead of the units less expensive than those. And that's why we can see quarter by quarter an increment in gross margin in projects and the construction. Talking about selling expenses and G&A expenses, started with selling expenses. In the third Q was something around 21 million reais. That can you can see how rational, how assertive we can deliver the units sold in the last quarter, even taking in mind that the majority of the sales stands for the projects we're gonna launch by the end of the fourth quarter and the beginning of the first quarter 2021. We also start the construction, and obviously we have already recognized those expenses to build those sales stands in inside of these 15.8 million reais of publicity and stand sales expenses. In terms of G&A expenses, you can see something very close to those we achieved in the fourth quarter 2019 and first quarter 2020, specifically because it's the same level before the pandemic outbreak in the first Q 2020. So saying that we are recovering the same operational standards that we got before, specifically because the volume of launches we have ahead is much higher than we thought in the past. And that's why we are trying to be complete, trying to be fully prepared in terms of people, in terms of skilled, in terms of IT tools to deliver as much as we thought in our previous guidance, launching guidance. Talking, let's move to slide number on page number 10, talking about financial results. Financial result is highly impacted. On the top left of this slide, it's highly impacted by the increment of IGP. IGP is inflation index in Brazil. And this inflation index was something around 22% in the last 12 months. Specifically in the third Q, the impact in our receivables was about 5%. The volume of financial result you can see on the chart, about 34 million reais, is not the whole assets, performed assets we got in our receivables, because the part of is controlled in partnerships is recognized in the equity income results. So you can see, talking about equity income, a huge recover of those figures by 21 million reais, mostly because, first of all, the recognition of one project in the city of Guarulhos, Minha Casa Minha Vida, a low-end project. We launched this project November 2019. And we are going to talk a little bit more of this project ahead when we are talking about Fit Casa projects. Apart from being international, we can talk about Reserva JB. Reserva JB is the sixth port of one huge project in the city of Guarulhos called Jardins do Brasil. Jardins do Brasil is the last phase of Jardins do Brasil. It's a very middle-income class project, more than 700 units, and we got an amazing performance of sales right in the moment of the pandemic outbreak. So that's important to mention was the project of middle income segment when you go, where we got the majority of the middle income segment sales in the whole company. And obviously, it's a project in the construction, and the recognition of revenues, it's coming from the equity income because the stake of this project by EZTEC, it's about 76%. On the bottom right, you can see results to be recognized at a 45% gross margin or gross backlog margin. So that's important to mention that it is remaining flat since the third Q 2019, and is a very good forecast that what are you gonna see in terms of gross margin in the next couple quarters. That's important. And finally, on the bottom left, you can see net income of this company. Given the fact that the net revenues was something around twice as much we saw in the second quarter 2020, the same outcome we can see in the third quarter net income. So almost twice as much the net income of second quarter 2020 for net margin almost close to the gross margin of the company, saying 44%, an amazing performance since 2015. So moving on to slide on page number 11, you can see the receivables we got in this company. It's a part of our business providing financing to our clients of performed units. So by the end of 9 months, 2020, the volume of receivables is about 489 million reais for 1,700 units funded by EZTEC. So the highlight here is about the volume of payments, down payments, and anticipations we got from those receivables. Apart from the fact that the origination was 31 million reais and the yields that we could agree or could add in this those assets was something around 91 million reais. So all in all, we're talking about 122 million reais. The payments provided by our clients was something around 143 million reais. Given the fact that the interest rates provided by the commercial banks nowadays is below 7%, and also the basic interest rates in Brazil is around 2%. So everyone who is saving money on banking accounts are trying to anticipate sort of the payments from those mortgages. Let me remind you, obviously, that the foreclosures so far is too low. So foreclosure in 9 months 2020 is about 8 million reais, given the fact that the IGP was a little bit higher than in the past. In terms of units, no more than 17 units was the foreclosure out of 1,700 units funded by EZTEC. On page number 12 now, you can understand a little bit better the performance of Fit Casa. Fit Casa is EZTEC's brand to the low-income segment from this company. Nowadays, we have four projects under construction, as you can see at the bottom of the slide. The first one is Fit Casa Brás. Fit Casa Brás is a project of 46, a remarkable 46% of gross margin. A project of 76% of the units sold. Nowadays, we have something around 60% percentage of completion in this project. The second one is Fit Casa Rio Bonito. Fit Casa Rio Bonito is part of low-end, part of middle-low-end. It's a project of 97% sold and something around 45% gross margin. That's important to bear in mind. A project of also 50% percentage of completion. The highlight of this quarter is PIN International. PIN International, it's a project 60% stake by EasyTech. It's a project of 39% sold. The majority of those units sold was in the exactly in the moment of the pandemic outbreak, and was the first recognition of revenues and net income. And nowadays, the gross margin is about 41.1%. Finally, a remarkable project of Minha Casa Minha Vida, Fit Casa Alto de Ipiranga. We launched this project in the first Q 2020. It's a low end, it's a project below, units below 240,000 reais per unit, but it's a low end with swimming pool on the rooftop, gym on the rooftop. So it's a very interesting project to be bought here in the city of São Paulo. Nowadays, it's a project of gross margin 43.5%, 35% sold so far. So the main idea of this slide is to represent what you can see in those shots on the top. The first one is the top, on the top left. You can see from the whole net profit of EasyTech, something around 260, 270 million reais. The contribution from Fit Casa was 34 million reais 9 months 2020. But what is more important than that is the gross margin. So the gross margin is practically the same of EasyTech without counting on Fit Casa on this result. So something around 44%. So the final message here on this chart is, so making a contribution of something around 15% of the whole net profit of EasyTech, we can get this in a low end segment in a gross margin of almost 45%. And this amount of net profit could provide 2020 return on equity of 16%, taking in mind the equity of this company is about 316 million reais. Let me mention that inside this equity, there are something around 10 projects more to be launched in the next couple quarters of the low-end segment. Segment belongs to Fit Casa, the brand new brand from EasyTech. Let's move to a slide on page number 13, talking about Easy Inc. financial performance. First of all, talking about assets evolution, you can understand that by the end of the third quarter 2020, we have a segment here in our company you can see 242 million reais of cash, 359 million reais of lands, and finally 80 million reais of, including the liabilities, the equity of this company, the shareholders' equity of this company belonging to 98% to EasyTech, it's about 716 million reais. So that's very important to mention. So from 4 billion reais nowadays that we have in shareholders' equity, EasyTech something around 4.1 billion reais. So 700 million reais, it's about Easy Inc. Easy Inc. It's our vehicle of support growth in the commercial properties. And as I mentioned before, 300 million reais, something around that, of Fit Casa, our vehicle of low-end segment. So all in all, taking something around 25% of the equity of this company. In terms of events, it's important to mention, as Hugo said before, in the fourth Q 2020, we had the offer interruption, but we are keep going with the register as an open company to take the decision of whatever we have to do in terms of getting money from accomplish the projects we got in this company in the next 60 or 90 days. In the fourth quarter of 2020, also, we have the conclusion of two very important plots in the city of São Paulo, as I'm going to mention in the next slide. On page number 14, you can see the whole portfolio. You can understand from Nizinho. The last two ones, the plot number 9 and plot number 10, were acquired in the third quarter 2020, but also paid. We have paid for those sites at the beginning of the fourth quarter 2020. Both pieces of land located in the south zone of São Paulo, in a very well-known neighborhood, very close to Easy Towers, very close to all the other developments of our company, and both acquisitions in a very good shape, in a very good gross margin, as usual for EasyTech. Let me talk about the number 1, 2, and 3 from this page. The highlight here is number 3. It's a piece of land that we also have already rented to a big market that we can get a contract, an agreement up to 2037. Unit to EasyTech, we can get from this contract something around 5 million reais, 5 million reais of leasing revenues per year. That's very important to mention. And also in terms of number 1 and 2, commercial towers that we have already developed, that we have already delivered, and we kept those towers, some stores, some stores to be rented. And one of those are rented nowadays to Itaú Bank, yielding something around 5 million reais per year. Number 4 is Stair Towers. Stair Towers is a flagship of Easy Inc. It's a project of something around 80,000 square meters of leasable area. We have already the construction. We have already started the construction. It's a project of more than 1.6 billion reais of potential sales value. And number 5, 6, 7, and 8 are also commercial projects. And Stair Towers, but also very well located, on the process of taking the license to be started the construction by the first half of 2021. All in all, this company, we got something around 180,000 square meters of gross leasable area. That's important to bear in mind that all these figures are going to be ready, I would say, providing revenues from tenants, providing revenues from rented between 2023 to 2025. So, finally, on slide on page number 15, you can see shareholders' equity, EasyTech shareholders' equity of above 4 billion reais, something around 4.1 billion reais. Mainly, when you see break of the assets on the right side of this slide, you can see the majority of the assets, something around 34% of the whole equity, cash and equivalents, to support the growth of our land bank. As Hugo mentioned before, we have something around 800 to 900 million reais to be paid in new acquisitions. Another figure to be highlighted is the ready inventory, the cost of the ready inventory, about 300 million reais. That I can assure you, something around 40 to 50% gross margin. Land bank, the cost of the land bank acquired so far. So when you think about 9.4 billion reais, as Hugo mentioned before, the whole cost of this land bank, including the CEPOX, include the grants we have already paid, is something around 990 million reais, is 26% of the equity. And only, as you can see, as liabilities, you can see 100% to be paid on those land that we have already recognized in our balance sheet. And finally, the finished units receivables, 583 million reais, with agreement signed so far, is something around 480 million reais. So the difference between the signed and this 583, something around 100 million reais, are units ongoing the process of bringing the contracts to the bank to turn those receivables into cash. So far, that's the presentation. I would like to thank you so much for your audience today. We are completely open to new questions. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you one and all. We will now open the call for a Q&A session. In case there happen to be any questions, you may raise your hand on the raise your hand function of Zoom, or you may also send your question to your chat box and we'll read it out loud from here. We see here that Nicole Inui from Bank of America has a question. Nicole, you may please ask your question.
Hi, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
So good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Hi, Emilio. Hi, Hugo. Thank you. Thank you so much for the presentation. It was great as always. I just have a couple questions. I think what's really impressive is the margins that you're getting on your finished inventory. And I was just curious, you know, are you increasing prices on your finished inventory? Do you see, I mean, especially because this is, imagine the product that's most being benefited by the lower rates. So, you know, you're talking about margins above 50%. Could we see that going even higher if you have space to increase prices there? And then on the land bank, you talked about a lot of land bank that you're able to acquire recently. So, you know, I was curious, is this land bank that you had been negotiating or at least had mapped out pre-crisis, pre the pandemic that came back and that you you weren't able to close at the beginning of the year and you closed now? Or is this new land that came available that maybe, I don't know, the landowner was having more difficulties or was negotiating with another home builder that couldn't pay in cash? So just curious about, where the increase in land bank has come from. So that's it. Thank you so much.
Nicole, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you. Nicole, it's so good to hear you. Many thanks for the questions. So let me start talking about the margins of the finished inventory. That's very important and interesting question. So what is interesting here is, obviously, when you think about the interest rates provided by the commercial banks, especially when you have when you got Itaú in the middle of the third quarter 2020 changing the way to charge the interest rates was very profitable for companies like EZTEC itself. So the new way called Poupança Mais or Savings Account Plus means that the final interest rate for the client, to the client, taking in mind the basic interest rate in Brazil nowadays of 2%, it's going to be something around 5.4% plus TR. TR nowadays is about zero. It's going to be zero up to 8% of Selic, of basic interest rate in Brazil. So 5.4%. is at least 1.5 to 2% less at that time of the interest rates of the majority of banks were practicing here in Brazil. And what is interesting is after the movement of Itaú, so Bradesco now in the fourth quarter started to do the same movement and to do the same interest rates, the same accomplishment of Itaú. And obviously, so in the fourth quarter, the majority of the contracts I am providing to my clients are using this new method. And they have been, the banks, the private, the commercial banks, they have been analyzing, making the feasibility analysis of those clients, taking in mind the interest rate, the basic interest rate of nowadays. So they are not taking in mind that could be or likely an increment of interest rates in the next 2 years. So that's very important because we can sell bigger apartments or expensive apartments for an interest rate practicing by those commercial private banks that are less than the interest rates practiced by Caixa Econômica Federal in the low-end segment. So it's absolutely insane. And that's why we have been selling so much more units in the middle end, in the middle high end, especially in cities like Guarulhos. So we can improve the affordability by 30% at least. And that's why we are getting a gross margin of at least over there, where is the majority of our performed inventory, something around 300 million reais, the gross margin is about 53%. So that is priceless. That it's amazing and priceless. Obviously, the forecast for units being sold in the inventory, performed units are the same in the fourth quarter and in the first quarter 2021. We have been selling much better than in the past and much better with a little bit higher prices. And that's in a forecast of impacting positively the gross margin for the next couple of quarters. In terms of land bank, this is quite interesting. The real truth is we are permanently negotiating land bank, obviously. So some piece of land that we bought this year, obviously, we started with the negotiations in 2018, 2019, and obviously the prices were not getting in a very good pace, in a very good point. But the moment of the outbreak obviously changed or could get the landlords were a little bit more afraid of keep those huge piece of land without very good negotiations with the developer because they couldn't understand what could be the outcome from this crisis. And that's why we are trying to negotiate those lands, or we were trying to negotiate better those pieces of land exactly in the middle of the pandemic moment. But it's interesting because the majority of them obviously had better proposals or better offers with swap agreements, for instance, swap agreements. But when you get this moment, this outbreak, you start thinking about receiving all of the price of the land in money, in cash, and just a few companies obviously can support a piece of land of more than 100 million reais in cash at once. And EZTEC is one of them. That's the first part of the explanation. The second part is about the segment. Obviously, when you think about the south zone of São Paulo, the very fancy neighborhoods of São Paulo, everyone is looking deeply at those pieces of land, trying to buy small houses, trying to make a very good piece of land, but no more than 2,000 square meters, 3,000 square meters in a very fancy neighborhood. And you have to invest a lot of money because the land is very expensive on these areas. And that's why EZTEC took the advantage of his engineering team to see piece of land in the outskirts or very close to the borders of the city, or in a kind of neighborhoods that we can say that is a very middle-income neighborhood or middle-income neighborhood indeed. And that's why we started buying very good piece of land. For instance, in the city of Osasco. In the city of Osasco, the gates of Bradesco, in the gates of Cidade de Deus. So it's a very important place because it's very downtown Osasco, a place that we are selling a lot of units coming from the Reserva JB. Selling in the middle of Osasco, in downtown Osasco, selling by 6,000 to 7,000 reais per square meter. So why not buy more piece of land in places like this one? Apart from that area, so east zone of São Paulo. East zone of São Paulo is a kind of area that people think that there is only Tatuapé or only Brás, very neighborhoods that are very close to downtown São Paulo. Neighborhoods that the income of those neighborhoods are very high. So there are much more neighborhoods than those. One very good example is the project we are launching. We are about to launch Fitcasa, as Hugo mentioned before, Fitcasa José Bonifácio. Fitcasa José Bonifácio is something around 40 kilometers. So from our border. So it's very close to the edge of the city. It's a project very close to one subway line, train line. It's a low end project, Minha Casa Minha Vida, Fit Casa. We are going to get something around. We have paid for this piece of land less than 10 million reais for a potential sales value of about 130 million reais. So we are looking deeply in regions that the majority of the developers are not. And that's important to keep the margin so high to developing our company in all segments that a city like São Paulo can provide. That's the explanation, Nicole.
That's very helpful. Very helpful, Emilio. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nicole. Have a wonderful day, Nicole.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay, in the absence of any further questions, our conference calls for the results presentation is now over. We thank you all for your attention. Hope you have a nice day.